Mesechtas Zvachim, Daf Tezvav, 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Yudalim Beis, and let us review a few points before we begin. And number one, we saw in the Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph a machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rab Shimon. The Tanakhama taught us that the Psul Shlei Lishma applies for all Dalal Avidais and it applies to Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, and Zrika. However, Rab Shimon held that the Psul Shlei Lishma only applies to Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrika, and not to Hilacha. As the Mishnah stated, Rab Shimon Machshe B'Hilach, and therefore they are avodas chashuvos, aval efshe b'lei hilach, as it's possible not to have to do hilach at all, as if someone shechts a korban and does kabbalas hadam right next to the mizbeach, then there is no requirement to do hilach, and therefore even where there is a requirement for hilach, and for example when you shechted the korban further away from the mizbeach, and even though certainly when doing hilach it is considered avoda, however if you had kavana shalei Lishma, then the carbon would not be puzzled. And let's keep in mind that the way we explain the Shita the Rabbanon is that the Rabbanon certainly agreed to Rab Shimon that if someone shechts their carbon right next to the Mizbeach, then there is no requirement for Eilacha. But the Rabbanon hold, even so, when someone does have to do Eilacha, then certainly if someone had Kavana Shle Lishma or Kavana for Achila Shle Bizbanai, then it would puzzle the carbon. And even Rab Shimon agrees that when someone's doing the Avida of Eilacha, that certainly it is Avida, and therefore, we previously saw on the last lines of the previous Gemara, it manami amaula amrabalaza haylach bizar psula afilu Rab Shimon, that even Rab Shimon agrees that when someone is further away from the mizbeach and they have to do haylacha, and that haylacha would be done by Azar, then the carbon would be puzzle. And as Rashi stated, afilu Rab Shimon, the afagav the amr Rab Shimon, le puzzle ba machshava, mishum de in heta carbon taliba, vele karinum ba dvarma mivion dechila, avavoy de have le puzzle bizar. And our Gemara will now continue and discuss a case where someone had to do a lacha, and for example, they shechted the carbon further away from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, and certainly all agree that after you do Kabbalas Hadam, the Kohen would have to take the dam and walk it towards the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, and then do Zrika at the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. And the Gemara now has a Shaila, Ibailu, Hailacha Shle Beregel Shma Hailacha, Ailay Shma Hailacha, that if instead of the Kohen taking the dam and walking with it towards the Mizbeach, actually form an assembly line, and each kohen passes the kli sharis to the next kohen until it gets to the mizbeach, so would that be considered a kiyum of halacha, or would it not be considered a kiyum of halacha? And based on Rashi and based on Tesis, there are actually three nafkaminois, and as Tesis points out, that one nafkamina would be that even if all the people on the assembly line would be kohanim, there's still a question if you actually were mekayim the kiyum to do halacha or not, and if halacha shalei b'regel shema halacha, then it's considered as if they actually did a lacha, and the carbon would be kasha, and if a lacha shalei b'regel leishma a lacha, then it wasn't a valid lacha. And as Tesis states, v'tzarech l'hachse ha-mizuk akra v'lasis a lacha b'regel, and then they would have to take the mizrak and take it back to the original point where they shechted the carbon and do a proper lacha. And the second afkamina would be if a zar actually did a lacha shalei b'regel, and for example, if a kohen passed the mizrak to a zar, and then the zar passed the mizrak to another kohen, and the zar didn't even move at all. So if halacha shalei b'regel shma halacha, then it would be a psul zaris l'divrei akal. And as we previously saw, that even Rab Shimon agrees that halacha is psul bizarre. However, if you say halacha shalei b'regel leishma halacha, then it would not be considered as if the zar did any halacha, and they would just have to take the mizrak and return it to that original spot and redo that halacha. And finally, the third nafkamina would be according to the shita of the chachamim that we saw in the mishnah that hold that a carbon could become puzzle through a machshav shalei lishma during the avodah of halacha. So the question would be that if there's a kohen that's doing halacha shalei b'regel and at that time he had kavana shalei lishma, would it pass the carbon or not? And if halacha shalei b'regel shma halacha, then the carbon would be pasal. And if halacha shalei b'regel lishma halacha, then he didn't actually have kavana shalei lishma during the avodah of halacha, and therefore the carbon would not be pasal. And keep in mind that it would seem that the question of halacha shalei b'regel shma halacha or lishma halacha is a question as to the definition of halacha, as do we say that the din of halacha is that you have to walk with the blood and bring it closer to the mizbeach, or is the definition of halacha that you have to make sure that the blood of the korban gets to the mizbeach, and as long as it gets to the mizbeach, then that will suffice? And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let us bring a raya, that halacha shalei b'regel shma halacha, and the Gemara will try to bring a raya from the brisa that we saw at the bottom of Daf Yudalim and Aleph, at the top of Daf Yudalim and Beis, as the brisa stated, V'chein Yoshe, V'chein Smo, small puzzle that if someone is sitting or someone uses the left hand while doing Kabbalah Hilacha Azrika, then the carbon will be puzzle. And the Gemara is medayik that the only time that there's a psul is only if someone is sitting when they do the Maisav Hilacha. And right now, the Gemara thinks that we're talking about a case where a person was sitting and he just passed the Mizrach to another person who then walked it towards the Mizbeach. And since he was sitting, therefore, it's a Avida Psula and the carbon will be puzzle. But it's Mashmaha Ime Dumi Diyoshev Kasher that if someone was standing and does a similar Avida of Hilacha just like he was sitting, and for example, he doesn't move and he just passes the Mizrach to another person, then it would be Kasher as a Hilacha Shle Beregel Shmah Hilacha. And I in the bottom line of the last Taisis on the Amid, where Taisis bothered, and why did the Gemara have to bring a Raya from a Diyuk if the Gemara could have brought a Raya just by the fact that if someone is sitting, then the Avida is considered Pasol, and you see that it is considered Avida, but because he was sitting, therefore it's Pasol, and therefore we'd be able to bring a Raya that Hilacha Shle Beregel Shmah Hilacha Ayin Sham. However, the Gemara answers that you can't bring a Raya from this Braisa as Dilma Yoshev, the Kashayev Meshev, that maybe when the Braisa speaks about someone that was sitting, it wasn't that he wasn't moving at all, and we're talking about a person that was sitting on the ground and he was moving along the ground, and even though he was actually moving, it's still possible because he was sitting. And Oyme Dumi De Yoshev, the Naya Porta, and the Diyuk would be that if someone's standing, similar to the case of Yoshev, where he's moving a little bit, then certainly that would be considered Hilacha, and therefore it would be Kasher. However, possibly if someone's just standing in their place and they just pass the Mizrach to another Kayin, then it would not be a valid Hilacha, as a Hilacha Shalei Berega, Loi Shmo Hilacha, and we can't bring a Raya from his Braisa. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, let us try to bring a Raya from a Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim, the Hilacha Shalei Berega, Shmo Hilacha, as the Mishnah teaches us by the Gate of Karm Pesach, that Shachi Yisrael, that the Yisrael Shechted the Karm Pesach, the Kibla Kayin, and then the Kayin was Mekabal Adam, Nosn Lechaveri, and then the Kayin passed the Mizrach to his friend, the Chaveri Lechaveri, and his friend to his friend, until they got to his Bech, and they did Zrika, then it would be Kosher. And Lemaisu we see that even though each of the Kehanim just stood in their place and they didn't move at all and they just passed it to their friend, that was Kosher. And Lechir, it seems to be a clear Raya that Hilacha Shalei Beregel Shema Hilacha. However, the Gemara answers that you don't have a Raya from that Mishnah, as Hasam Nami denied the Porta, that the case is that each Kohen actually moved a little bit and therefore they did a proper Hilacha, but if they wouldn't have moved at all, then Hilacha Shalei Beregel Lo Shema Hilacha. However, the Gemara is bothered with Maika Mashmalan that if that is the case of the Mishnah, so what is the Chiddush of the Mishnah? And certainly if each Kohen actually walked, then certainly it's a proper Hilacha, and certainly it's Kasher. And the Gemara tells us, Ein Chinami, that wasn't trying to teach us a Chiddush that's Kasher, but the Mishnah was trying to teach us that this is actually the best way to bring the Karan Pesach, as Burev Am Hadras Melech, and as Rashi stated, Toshma, the Tram Beseda Pesach, Shachar Yisrael, Kein Hoyodak and Lasseis, that this was the regular way that they would bring the Karan Pesach, and this was the standard procedure. And the Gemara continues, Toshma, and the Gemara will now try to bring a raya from a Mishnah Daf Lamed Bezim and Aleph that the opposite is true, and Hilacha Shalei Beregel Lo Yishmor Hilacha, as the Mishnah teaches us, Kibala Kosher, that if a Kohen that's Kosher was Mekabel Adam V'Nosel L'Pasol, and he gave it over to a Zar, so the din is Yachsel L'Kosher. And as Rashi points out, that the Mishnah is teaching us two dinim, that number one, by the fact that the Kohen gave it to a Zar, and the Zar held the Mizrach, then that by itself doesn't Pasol Adam, as the Zar didn't do any Maisa with the Mizrach. And number two, Vashminimba, the Lachazu Shasa Kosher Shle Beregel, Shahoshal Apostle Shayim B'tzadim Mizbech, Lay Nas Bashar Vleshmar Hilacha. And we also see that even though the Kohen passed the Mizrach forward towards the Mizbech, that part of the Maisa Hilacha would not be considered a valid Maisa Hilacha, and therefore the Zara actually has to pass the Kli back to the Kohen, and the Kohen has to redo that part of the Hilacha. And as Rashi points out, Vio Hilacha Shle Beregel Shmar Hilacha, and if we would hold the Hilacha Shle Beregel is a valid lacha, Hamayach Suren Lachor, why does he have to pass it back to the Kohen? Yavi Koshevit Lanu, let the Kohen go in front of the Tzar and take the Kli from the Tzar at a point that is closer to the Mizbeach, and certainly at that point the Tzar should not actually pass it to the Kohen, as then he would be doing Maisa, and instead the Tzar should stand there like an Itztaba and like a pillar, and the Kohen should just take the Kli from the Tzar. And by the fact that the Mishnah stated that the Tzar will pass the Kli back to the Kohen and will pass it away from the Mizbeach, therefore we see that Hilacha Shalei Beregel Lo Yishmor Hilacha, and therefore when the Kohen passed the Kli to the Tzar, that Hilacha was not considered valid at all, and the Kohen has to redo that piece of the Hilacha. However, the Gemara responds that he can't bring Raya from that Mishnah, as it's possible to change the Lashon of the Mishnah, and imo yachse kasha v'yikabla that inachinami hilacha shloi buregel shmo hilacha. And when the kohen initially passed the kli to the zar, then that was a valid hilacha. And at this point, the kohen could go at a point that's close to the mizbeach and take the kli from the zar. But certainly, the zar cannot pass the kli to the kohen, as since we're now going on a tzad that hilacha shloi buregel shmo hilacha. Then by the zar passing the kli to the kohen, that would actually pass the carbon, since we already learned hilacha psul bazar and ayin rashi im yachse kosher litzad mizbeach v'kablenu yutlanim yad apostle hilacha is the kosher kamok sheira. The Maaseh the Gemara continues and tells us itmar amu ula rabbechron that ula teaches us in the name rabbechron that hilacha shloi buregel loishma hilacha, and we have to explain the first brisa and the first mission that we brought that they were 90 porter, and we will explain the mission on daf lama beis as the Gemara initially stated that since when the kohen initially passed Mizrak to the Tzar, he did so shalei buregel, so that was not considered a valid halacha, and therefore the Mishnah told us yachsel kasher that the Tzar would have to pass the kli back to the kohen, and the kohen would now have to do a proper halacha in order to make sure that he did a proper halacha on that area of the azara. And we continue on daf tesvavim at aleph, and the Gemara just told us that halacha shalei buregel lo yishma halacha. The Gemara now is ef shalei sakuna ilo ef shalei sakuna, and as Rashi explains, bein shas azar bein shas kohen, that doesn't make a difference if this halacha shalei buregel was done by a zar or done by a kohen, that it's not considered a halacha, and therefore the halacha was possible. The nasa shalei kehilchasa. However, the Gemara's question is, do we have a way to fix it by going and taking the kli and bring it back to its original spot, v'lachse l'hoilach buregel, and then to continue to do a proper halacha by walking with the kli towards the mizbeach, or do we say that's mamash psul, and therefore there's no way to fix it as it was already dachoy? The Gemara continues, Tashma, that let us bring a raya from the Mishnah that we previously saw, which is the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis, that Efshele Sakuna, as the Mishnah taught us, Kibla Kosher V'Nasan L'Pasol Yachse L'Kosher. If a Kohen Kosher was Mekabel Adam, and then he passed it to a Zar, so since Halacha Shalei Berega Lo Yishmar Halacha, so the Mishnah specifically teaches us that the Zar would now pass it back to the Kohen, so the Kohen can redo the Halacha, and we see that it's Efshele Sakuna, and it's possible to fix up the Halacha. The Gemara continues, V'nehi Nami D'Yachse HaKosher V'Yikablanu, and even though the Gemara had another Girsa, and the Gemara tried to say that it's possible to read the Mishnah, that Halacha Shalei Buregel is a valid Halacha, and therefore when the Kohen initially passed the Mizrak to the Tzar, it was a valid Halacha, and the Kohen could go forward and go closer to the Mizbeach and just take the Mizrak from the Tzar, and it would be a valid Halacha. But as the Gemara points out, Yisak Daitach Le'efshele Sakuna Ifsalala, that if you would hold that it's not possible to fix up a Halacha, then when the original Kohen passed the Mizrak to the Tzar, since Halacha Shalei Buregel Lo Yaveh Halacha, so he already passed the Avodah, and L'chayr, how could you now pass it back to the Kohen to redo the Avodah? And therefore we have a Raya that's Efshele Sakuna. And keep in mind that the middle line of the Gemara, Unuhi Nami D'Yachse HaKashvi Kablano, is a bit tarbir as to what the Gemara is trying to prove. And based on Rashi, the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara is just pointing out, certainly if we're goyus in the Mishnah, like the Gemara brought on Daf Yudal Mabez, that Yachse HaKashvi V'Yikabla, and therefore clearly, Halacha Shalei Buregel Shma Halacha, so certainly there was no need to actually fix up the Halacha, as the initial Halacha of the Kohen was a valid Halacha, and therefore, certainly according to that Tzad, we see that there's no need for Takana. The main point of the Gemara is to prove that when someone does Halacha Shalei Buregel, that there is no issue, either because it's Shma Halacha, even if Halacha Shalei Buregel Lo Shma Halacha, but it's Efshele Sakuna. However, the Gemara now continues that you don't have Raya that's Efshele Sakuna, as Misavit Koy Zer Gavoy, who said that the case of the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis was where the Kohen passed the Mizrak to a Zar who was standing closer to the Mizbeach, and therefore there was some sort of a Halacha that was done that had to be redone, and then you would have a Raya that's Efshele Sakuna. However, the Gemara explains, Loi, the Koy Zer Baroy, that the Mishnah is referring to a case that the Kohen actually passed the Mizrak to a Zar that was standing even further away from the Mizbeach, and therefore he never did any Halacha, and therefore even when we hold Halacha Shalei Buregel Lo Yishma Halacha, there was no need to fix the Halacha, and the Chiddush of that Mishnah has nothing to do with Halacha Shalei Buregel. And the only point that the Mishnah is trying to teach us is that even though the Kohen gave the Mizrak to the Tzar, and the Tzar held the Mizrak for some period of time, since the Tzar did not actually move with his Mizrak, then he was Kitztav Ba'alma, and therefore he didn't pass the blood, and that's why the Kohen can now go and take the blood from the Tzar. In the Chanami, quite possibly, if the Kohen would have passed the Mizrak to the Tzar, who was standing closer to the Mizrak, Shaliach, then since we hold Halach Shalei Berega, Leishma Halacha, so we may hold that it's Le Efshel Sakuna, and you wouldn't be able to fix up the Halacha, and you wouldn't be able to go back and redo the Halacha. The Gemara now continues that although we saw previously that Ula stated in Rav Yechron, the Halach Shalei Berega, Leishma Halacha, however, the Gemara now brings another memra that Itmar Amu Ula Am Rav Yechron, that once again Ula said over the name Rav Yechron, Halach Shalei Berega, Paisla, the Halach Shalei Berega actually passes the blood, and you can't fix up the dam any longer, and the carbon is actually pasul al mula efshel sakuna, and therefore you see from here, once you had any halacha that was pasul, then it's impossible to refix the halacha, and you can't just go back to your initial spot and just walk from that point forward and fix the halacha. As Rashi states, pasla vafilo asa koyim pasel sadam, and the Gemara now continues that Ula taught us the halacha shalei berega loishma halacha. We also just saw that Ula holds that loy efshel sakuna, and therefore Esfer Rab Nachman Ula. So Rab Nachman asked the following question to Ula, that how can you say that's Leif Shal Sukuna? But the Mishnah and Daflam and Bezim and Al teach us, Nishbech Menakli Al Ritzba V'asvay Kasha, if a Kohen was already Mekabel the Dam in the Mizrak, and then the blood spilled onto the floor of the Azara, then as long as the Kohen goes and gathers the blood, then redoes the Halacha, then it will be Kasher. L'chir, since the blood went forward towards the Mizbeach, either we see from here that Halacha Shalei Beregel Shema Halacha, or even if you want to say that Halacha Shalei Beregel Leishma Halacha, but we see that the Kohen could go and redo the Halacha, and therefore we see that's Efshel Sakuna, and Ula just taught us that's Le Efshel Sakuna. However, the Gemara answers, Hachamai Eskinin Kashiyatz Lechutz, that in a Chinami, that Mishnah is not teaching us a din, but again, Halacha Shalei Beregel, as the actual Dam did not go forward towards the Mizbeach, and when it spilled, it only went away from the Mizbeach, and the only Chiddush of that Mishnah is that even though the blood spilled, but since at one point it was already in the Mizrak, and it was already Kabal Sadam, so therefore it doesn't become pasul, and the Kohen could collect the dam, he can then do a halacha. However, the Gemara is bothered in Metzias, Levoy Nafik, Legavoy Le'ayil, how could it be that if the blood spilled, that it only went backwards and it didn't go forwards towards the Mizbeach, and certainly part of the blood must have gone forward towards the Mizbeach, and therefore it should be pasul as a lach shalei berega leishma halacha, and it's leif shalei sakuna. However, the Gemara brings three explanations as how it's possible that the blood actually only went backwards and it didn't go forward. As number one, B'makim Madrein, that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the blood fell on an area that was sloped away from the Mizbeach, and therefore it never went towards the Mizbeach. And number two, Yibayis Eimah Beguma, that the blood fell into a hole and it never went forward. Yibayis Eimah Besmicha, or we're discussing blood that was semi-congealed and therefore it didn't move forward. And as Rashi states, Dam Ova V'Karav L'Karish, and Rashi is pointing out that if the blood would be completely congealed, then we know that that blood would be puzzle in any case. However, the Gemara continues and asks two questions. The number one, how can you say that the Mishnah is talking about these three interesting cases, V'ichbul Tana Lashmin and Kolhani, that do you think the Tana would bring a Mishnah in order to teach us such an interesting case where the blood did not go forward, which is definitely something which is not usual? And the Gemara asks a second question, V'oid, Ad the Tani B'idach Pirkin, that L'maisa we have a Mishnah on Daf Chafhei that is discussing a case where the Dam was not yet placed into a Mizrak, the Kabbalah Sadam did not yet occur, and the Mishnah tells us, Nishbech al-Ritzba, that if that blood fell directly onto the floor, and there was no Kabbalah v'asvai, and then the Kohen gathered, then it would be pasul, and this is the standard psul of Nishbach. Gemara is bothered, Liflug B'ridei, L'maisa the Tana and the Mishnah and Daflam and Beis should have continued and stated, B'med v'ramurim b'shiyatz al-Lechutz, that the only time that we said that the blood would be kosher is only if it went backwards. However, Avol Nichtas al-Flim, but if the blood went forward towards the Mizbeach, then pasul, then it would be pasul, even though it was already in a kli, as L'maisa Elocha Shalei Berega Leishma Elocha, and it's Loyef Shalei Sakuna, and by the fact that the Mishnah did not continue and teach us this din, so it's mashma at any time the blood spills from a kli, and even if it goes towards the Mizbeach, it would be kosher, and the only time that would be pasul is in the case of the Mishnah Daf Chaf Hei, where the blood spilled prior to Kabbal Sadam, and the Gemara states, Tiyufta, Ein Chanami, this is Tiyufta to Ula, who stated Loyef Shalei Sakuna. We see from this Mishnah that even if we hold Halacha Shalei Berega Leishma Elocha, but it's Efshel Sakuna, and it's important to note that even though our Gemara just taught us that even though some part of an Avida went wrong, that's Efshel Sakuna, but this was actually only talking about a case where someone did a Halacha Shalei Beregel, and the Halacha was not considered a valid Halacha, and therefore you could fix up the Halacha, or in the case where it was Nishbech Adam, so once again there was no human interaction, and you could now fix up that Halacha. However, a bit later on the Amid, the Gemara will have a different Shaila as to a Zar that did a Halacha. And certainly, as we stated previously, that Halach halacha is psula bizarre, and since this avodah was done by a human and was done by a zar, and the avodah is pasul, the Gemara will have a new shayla. If in that case the din would be leefshel sakuna, or we would still say that's efshel sakuna. And before we begin with the next Gemara, it's important to point out that the Gemara will actually state mechachu ala b'marava that in Eretz Yisrael they laughed at this explanation. And ultimately, we will see that the reason why they laughed at this explanation is because it's clear from our Mishnah that this is not the proper explanation as to the machlekes between the Rabban and Rab Shimon that we saw in our Mishnah. And it's also important to keep in mind that our Gemara will discuss halacha shalei beregel, and this halacha shalei beregel is different than the halacha shalei beregel that we were previously speaking about. As in the previous Gemara, we were talking about a case where someone had to do a halacha as he was in a makom that was far away from the mizbeach. The Gemara therefore had a shayla that if the kohanim would set up an assembly line and one kohen would pass the mizrak to another kohen until they got to the mizbeach, would that be considered a proper halacha or not? And the Gemara ended off the halacha shalei beregel leishma halacha, that even Rav Shimon would agree that since there's a requirement to do a halacha and he did a shalei beregel, that this is not a valid halacha. However, our Gemara will be discussing a case where the kohen shechted the carbon right next to the mizbeach and he was mekabel adam right next to the mizbeach, and now all he has to do is lean over the mizbeach and do zrikas adam. Certainly he couldn't walk towards the mizbeach as he's right next to the mizbeach. In this case, where the kohen certainly doesn't have to move towards the mizbeach, and he's only moving his hand forward in order to do zrika on the mizbeach. So the shaila is that motion considered avodah v'ilacha, or is that motion not considered avodah v'ilacha at all? And for example, machshava shalei lishmai or machshava pigal would not affect the carbon during that maisa. The Gemara now continues, itmar, we learned halacha shalei beregel machlikas Rav Shimon v'Rabbanon, that the machlikas that we saw in the Mishnah between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon is in a scenario where a person is so close to the mizbeach that he doesn't have to walk at all, and the question is his maisa moving his arm forward considered a maisa halacha, and therefore there would be a psula shalei lishmai and a psula pigal, or as Rav Shimon would hold that it's not considered a maisa and avodah v'ilacha at all, and therefore the psula shalei lishmai and the psula pigal would not be effective. The Gemara continues to explain that by lacha rabasi kule amalei pligli the psula, if there would be a case where a kohen is further away from the mizbeach and certainly has to walk towards the mizbeach in order to do zrika, and even Rav Shimon would agree to Rabbanon that certainly if he had kavana shalei lishma or kavana pigal, then it would pass the carbon and keep pligli by lacha zitrusi. And the only time that we have a machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon is in the specific scenario where the kohen is right next to the mizbeach while he moves his hand forward and he does halacha shalei beregel, he has intent shalei lishmai or he has intent for pigal. So in that specific scenario, the Rabban hold that his action is considered avodah v'ilacha, and therefore his intent of shalei lishmai or pigal would be relevant. Or Rav Shimon hold that his maisa is not considered avodah v'ilacha at all, and therefore his kavana of shalei lishmai or kavana to eat chutzos manai would not affect the carbon at all. As we already pointed out, that this Gemara doesn't seem to make any sense, and as Rashi points out immediately on the third of the wide lines, that certainly our Mishnah taught us that Rav Shimon holds that in all cases, if a person has kavana shalei lishmai when he's doing avodah of halacha, and even if he has to do halacha, as he's shechted the carbon further away from the mizbeach, that the carbon would still be kosher, and his intent would not effectuate the carbon. Initially, the Gemara will not ask this question, and the Gemara starts off that in the West they laughed about this memra. The Gemara now continues to explain why they would have mocked this memra in Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara initially thinks that the reason why they mocked this memra in Eretz Yisrael is based on the following problem that they had with the Sfora that we just said in Rav Shimon. As the Gemara just stated, that Rav Shimon holds that when you have a lacha zitrusa, for example, in the case where the kohen was right next to the mizbeach, and therefore he didn't have to do a major lacha, and he just had to move his hand a little bit in order to do the zrika, and Rav Shimon taught us that even though the kohen has to make this movement in order to get close to the mizbeach, it's still not considered halacha. They were therefore bothered that we know for certain that when someone brings a carbon of a chatas ha'ayv, that certainly there's a requirement to do malika, and while doing malika, the psul of shalei lishmai and the psul of pigal would apply. However, we know that there was no kabbalas hadam by the dam of ha'ayv, and they would keep the blood in the bird, and they would walk with the bird and the blood towards the mizbeach, and then by a chatas ha'ayv, they would actually squeeze the bird, and the blood would spurt out and go onto the mizbeach. That mice is called hazar sadam. And as Rashi points out, that based on the Gemara on Daf Samach Dalam Beis, we know that while performing that avodah hazar, there is a psul machshava, and if someone has intent of shalei lishmai, or if someone has intent of pigol, then it would affect the carbon, and therefore our Gemara states el chatzayif the psul about machshava l'Rab Shimon heichem mishkachas la. That how could it be that according to Rab Shimon that there would be any psul machshava doing the azor sadam of the chatzayif? And as Rashi points out, that hachatazo hilach zutrusihi, that this hatazo is similar to halach zutrusihi, as this is a very small maisa, and he doesn't do a major maisa. And if you're Rab Shimon, how could it be that there would ever be a psul of shalei lishma or pigol? Someone is doing the avodah vayzah, and as the Gemara continues and explains, as id chashav aleh mikamed lepikdam, as if he had improper machshava prior to the blood coming out of the bird, but while he's squeezing the bird, and as Rashi states, the hainu batasasa, Rashi is gurus ha'amrit leklumi, that Rav Shimon previously taught us that ilach zutrusir is not considered avodah, and improper machshava would not affect the carbon. And similarly over here, since it's a tazer zutrusi, so his improper intent shouldn't affect the carbon either. And the ibasa the nafik dam, or as Rashi seems to be gurus, the ibasa shineka adam, the blood now spurted out of its neck, which is definitely a maisa that's chashev, but it's avdle mitzvasai. But at that point, the mitzvah vazor was already completed, and as Rashi states, kasak daito mechit nafik dam, gomra lo avoidus hazasa, va'afak avdle matu dam on mizbeach, and even though the dam is still in the ear and didn't land on mizbeach, because we wouldn't be able to find a case where there's a psul machshava by a zoras hadam of a chatas ha'ayv, so therefore they were mechachar lo b'mbarava. Rashi explains, as bishleimah, if we would explain that the machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon is as we previously thought, that Rav Shimon holds that since it's possible not to do ha'ilacha at all, and for example, where the kohen is standing next to the mizbeach, so therefore, even in a case where you have to do ha'ilacha, for example, where the kohen is further away from the mizbeach, but even so, if he had bad intent, it should not pass the carbon, as by the fact that it's efshar to be mevatel ha'ilacha, so it shows that ha'ilacha is not a chashva avodah, therefore, improper intent during any ha'ilacha would not pass the carbon. However, that would have no bearing on the din of hazar. Certainly, hazar is considered avodah chashuva as it's eif shel vatla, and therefore, it's quite simple to find a case that a carbon would become pasul through machshava during hazar, as l'maisa hazar is an avodah chashuva. Therefore, any improper intent during that period would make it pasul. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered that why would a mechakul or b'merava if l'maisa we could still find a case where there's a psul machshava by hazar? And as the Gemara continues, my kusha is dilma as maybe the case where we find that there's a psul machshava by hazar is ein chenami mi the parish dam v'ad motel mizbeach, from the point that the dam came out of the neck of the bird until it actually got onto the mizbeach. And certainly, that is not considered a hazar zitrusi. Therefore, improper intent during that period would actually pass the chatas oif. And as Rashi explains, dilma min parish dam the pasuk lehilacha b'tchilas hazar, as at that point it's no longer considered lehilacha. V'yesh dilma hazar ad the motel mizbeach v'chayil lo machshava. And from the point that the blood comes out of the bird's neck and until it gets to the mizbeach, that's all part of avodah hazar, and there would be a psul machshava during that period of time. And the Gemara continues to bring a riot at this point. The boy minei Rabbi Yirmi Rab Zera, as Rabbi Yirmi asked the following question to Rab Zera, that let's say there was a kohen that was doing hazar after the blood already came out of the neck of the bird, he became an amputee and his leg was severed and he's now a bal mum. Rabbi Yirmi had a shayla as to what the halacha would be, and would the avodah be pasul as it was done by a bal mum. Ayin Rashi, who points out that this shayla is not only relevant to a chatas ha'ayv, but it's also relevant to a chatas ha'pnimiyas, which also had hazar. The Gemara tells us, for Amalei, and Rav Zeri responds to Rabbi Yirmi, psula, that it would be pasul, and my time and what is the reason, as v'hiz of inasam be'inon, as is a requirement to have a kosher avodah from the point of hazar until the point that the blood actually gets onto the mizbeach. This actually refers to the pasuk in Pasuk Vayikra that discusses the chatas ha'pnimiyas, and the pasuk states, v'tavol ha'kohen as etzboi b'dam, v'hiz amid adam, shav pamul fnei Hashem, as p'nei p'rechaz ha'kodesh, and then the pasuk continues, v'nasan ha'kohen min adam, al'kanas mizbach ha'kodesh ha'samim, v'fnei Hashem, asher ba'il mo'ed. As Rashi points out, hazor dumi du v'nasan, the gabi adod iksiv, v'hiz amid adam, and then it states, v'nasan ha'kohen min adam, al'kanas, and alma yeshna l'azor, achi yagi l'mizbeach. Therefore, it really doesn't make sense why do m'chachol ob m'arova. The Gemara now continues to explain this point, and this is the point that we made when we began the sugya, as ki asur ha'papa Rav Huna b'Rabbi Rav Shua mi b'Rav amri ha'inu chucha, that when ha'papa Rav Huna b'Rabbi Rav Shua came from the yeshiva of Rav, they explained that the reason why the m'chachol ob m'arova regarding this memra was based on the following, as v'alocha rabasi le'pligi, that how can you say that Rav Shimon is not chilkan rabbana, done in a case where it was a long halacha, and in a case where a kohen shechted the carbon much further away from the mizbeach, and he's required to make a halacha, and you're telling me that Rav Shimon agrees to Rabbanon, that in that case there would be a psul of shalei lishma, and there would be a psul of pigal, but certainly vaki pligi by halacha rabasi pligi. But as we saw in our Mishnah, the actual machlek is between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon, specifically in a case where it was a halacha rabasi, and there was a requirement to do a halacha, and in that case Rav Shimon held that even though there's a requirement to do halacha, but since we find that there's not always a requirement to do halacha, if he would shech the behema right next to the mizbeach, then there would not be any requirement to do halacha, and it's efshel batla. Therefore, halacha is not considered avodah chashuva, and therefore the psul shleil lishma and the psul pigel doesn't apply. That's the reason they were mechachol l'abim rava, and therefore the Gemara now explains the machlekes in our Mishnah between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon is as follows: Ela by halacha zutrasi kula amalei pligi lei pasla. That certainly even Rabbanon agreed to Rav Shimon that if there's a kohen that shechted his carbon right next to the mizbeach and there is no requirement to do a halacha at all, certainly it's efshel batla. Even if there would be kavana shleil lishma or kavana for pigel, then it would not passel the carbon. Ki pligi by halacha rabasi, and the only time there's machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon is where the kohen actually shechted the carbon much further away from the mizbeach, and certainly there's a requirement to do a halacha. Rabbanon hold that if you'll have improper intent while he's doing the avodah v'halacha, so we'll passel the carbon. However, Rav Shimon holds that even if he'll have improper intent while he's doing this halacha, it would not passel the carbon, as even though he's in the middle of avodah v'halacha, by the fact that avodah v'halacha is efshel batla, so therefore the avodah v'halacha is not avodah chashuva, and therefore psul machshava while doing the avodah v'halacha would not affect the carbon, even where there's a requirement to do halacha, as we previously explained. And the Gemara continues that we previously stated, therefore, the Gemara has a shayla, if a zar actually did halacha, and as we said, that should passel the carbon. However, the kohen or the zar actually brought the dam back to its original spot, and then the kohen redid the halacha. So there's machlekes between Rav Chi and Rav Yanai, if in this case, where there's human interaction, and where a zar actually did a halacha, if it's efshel sakuna, or if it's lay efshel sakuna, masava efshel sakuna, and one of these manda amram held that it's possible to be misakin it, just like it was possible that even if we held that halacha shalay berega, lay shmo halacha, that it's efshel sakuna. However, masava lay efshel sakuna, and the other manda amram held that even though benegay halacha shalay berega, it's efshel sakuna, but when a zar did an aveda, then it actually passes the carbon and is already dichoy, and therefore it's impossible to fix the carbon. And Ayin Rashi halicha zar beregel v'chzira kohen shavoyda alav muteles v'chazav halichay, then it will be kosher. And Rashi is bothered that we saw the brisa on the bottom of that few dalam and aleph that taught us that if a zar does a locha, then it will be pasul. But zok Rashi v'hadu tani le'el zer v'oinu by locha is pasul, specifically g'shalei huchzira, but ayin echinami, if it would be huchzira, then it will be kosher. And keep in mind that's mashma from Rashi that for some reason the kohen would have to bring the blood back to original spot as well, ayin sham v'tzarech biar. And the Gemara just discussed the machlekes in a scenario where a zar initially did the avodah v'halacha, and therefore there was some sort of a psul, and the kohen now wants to fix that psul, and the shaila is if he would be able to fix it or not. And the Gemara now continues with the reverse shaila of halicha kohen: if initially the kohen did a proper halacha v'chzirei v'chaz v'halicha zar, and then the dam went back to its initial spot, and the zar now walked with the dam, and he retraced the steps of the kohen, and he's now back in the same spot where the kohen already brought the blood. So the Gemara brings a machlekes as Amar Rav Shimon Ba'ashi. Rav Shimon Ba'ashi explains the divrei machshel paisel, that according to the Madna Amma that previously stated that we don't only look at the initial halacha and we look at the second halacha as well. So in this case, since the second halacha was done by Azar, so it would now be pasel. And the divrei paisel machshel, and according to that Madna Amma that initially stated that we only look at the initial halacha, so in this case, since the initial halacha was done by a kohen and was kosher, so even though the zar now goes and does halacha, but that would not ruin the initial halacha, and therefore would still be kosher. However, Rava Amma after the Rav Paisel Pasel. However, Rava explains that even according to the Man Amma that held when the zar did the initial halacha, it would be pasel. He would still hold that in our case that it would still be pasel. And as Rava explains, my timer and what is the reason the tzarich lam tuye. And as Rashi explains that even though the initial halacha was done bekashrus as it was done by a kohen, but ben achshen srachik, but once it already went back to its initial spot, so tzarich lachzav elavi el tzadim mizbeach, So then there's a new requirement to do a brand new halacha, as nimtza the halacha achrena l'tzarek chayla halachais, and therefore this halacha has to be done just like any other halacha, and it has to be done by a kohen, since the second halacha was done by a zar, so it will be pasul. And we continue on daf tes vayom beis, and the Gemara just mentioned this idea of tzarek lam tuye, and amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu asama gurus ravina l'ravashi hachi am Rabbi Yirmiyahu midifte hot tzarek lam tuye machlikas Rabbi Elazar Rabbanon, that this idea that we just mentioned, that even after there was a valid halacha and then the dam was taken further away from the mizbeach, they have to once again do a proper halacha, will actually be dependent on the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar Rabbanon that we saw in our Mishnah. And let us recall that when we learned our Mishnah, we saw that there was a sheet of Rabbi Elazar and the bach was gerus Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and we didn't explain the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon when we learned our Mishnah. However, Agamar now tells us that Rabbi Yirmiyahu Medifte felt that the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon that we saw in our Mishnah is actually chaylik on this idea of tzarech lam tuye. The Gemara will now continue and explain this point. The Gemara continues the Tan, and as we learned in our Mishnah, that initially in our Mishnah we saw that the Chacham stated that if someone had an improper machshava by any of the four avodah shebedam, then a korban chatos or a korban pesach would be pasul. And of course, we then saw the Shita Rabbi Shimon who taught us that an improper machshava would not pasul by the avodah of Eilacha. And the Mishnah brought a third Shita, Rabbi Elazar Imed, that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon states and Hamahalch b'makim shetzarech la'alech machshav peiseles makim she'in tzarech la'alech ein machshav peiseles. In order to explain the machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Rava and Rava stated hakol moedim kiblu b'chutz v'chnisa b'fnim, that everyone's moeda, that if someone initially was mekabel adam further away from the mizbeach and then he brought it closer to the mizbeach, zeh hilach shetzarech la'alech, so certainly all agree that this is a hilach shetzarech la'alech, and therefore according to the Chachamim as well as according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, if he had improper intention, then it would pass the carbon. And in addition, that if someone was mekabel adam closer to the mizbeach and then he walked further away from the mizbeach, then certainly even the Chacham would agree to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and certainly an improper intent would not pass the carbon. However, that the only times the machlek is between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim is in a similar scenario to our Gemara, where their kohen initially was mekabel adam further away from the mizbeach and then brought it closer to the mizbeach and then he walked backwards and now is once again further away from the mizbeach, and the machlekes between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar is as follows: that masava tzarech lam tuye, that the Chacham hold of this concept that lemaisi has to bring it closer at this point, when the kohen would walk with his dam and bring the dam closer to the mizbeach, that would have all the dinim of halacha gemura, and therefore if he had machshava psula, then it would pass the carbon. However, masava However, Rabbi Elazar holds that since the kohen already did a proper halacha, then if he goes backwards and now is further away from the mizbeach, then there is no requirement for him to do a proper halacha. Even if he would do that halacha with improper kavana, then it would not pass the carbon. And therefore, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Medifte felt that the same would apply in our scenario. And lefi Rabbi Elazar, since the kohen initially did a proper halacha and then they brought the dam backwards and they brought it further away from the mizbeach, and now a czar goes and brings the blood close to the mizbeach, that would not pass the carbon. And when Rav stated after the apostle puzzle at my time that is dafka going with Peter Rabbanon, and this member of Avirmi Medifti makes a lot of sense at this point, as Lemaisa Rav was the one that stated this memra, and Rav was also the one that explained the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. However, the Gemara continues Eisve Abaya, the Abaya asked the following question, that how could Rav explain the machlekes between Rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar in this manner, if we find a brisa that expands on this brisa and tells us explicitly what the sheet of Rabbi Elazar is. As Abaya continues to quote from the brisa, that the brisa teaches us hamhalich mokim shetzarech lahalich machshav peiseles, and the brisa actually explains what Rabbi Elazar means as ketzad, as what is that case kibla b'chutz v'chnisa l'flim, if the kohen was mekabel adam further away from the mizbeach and then he brought it close to the mizbeach, so since he previously didn't do this halacha, so zehu hilich shetzarech lahalich, and therefore if while doing this halacha he had improper intentions, then it will pass the carbon. However, kibla b'fnim v'itzil l'chutz, if the kohen was mekabel adam closer to the mizbeach and then he brought it further away from the mizbeach, zehu hilch she'in tzarech lelech, then since he's going backwards and further away from the mizbeach, so that is not defined as a halacha at all, and therefore if the kohen had improper intentions while he's walking away from the mizbeach, then certainly his machshav will not pass the carbon. However, we could be medayik that's only in the case where he's actually walking away from the mizbeach, that's not considered avodah b'halacha. However, but clearly we can be medayik from the brisa. The Rebbe Elazar holds that in the case of kibul b'fnim v'yitziyah l'chutz, then machshava is not going to passel. However, chazav v'chlisai, if at this point Ruch Kohen would once again walk the dam forward and closer to the mizbeach, then certainly this would be considered avodah v'ilacha. Therefore, if he does so with improper kavana, then it would passel the carbon, as certainly this is defined as hilach shetzarich lahalichu, as since at this point he actually has to walk the dam closer to the mizbeach. So when he does that, that's considered a standard halacha, and any machshava psula would passel the carbon. And Ayin Rashi points out that lefize in machlekes ben Rebbe Elazar l'tanakama, in a chenami there would not be any nafkamina between the shita of Rebbe Elazar and the tanakama. Ella Rabbi Shimon Avua koyu polig. Rebbe Elazar is coming to point out that I'm choylik on my father Rabbi Shimon, as although my father Rabbi Shimon holds, if while doing the avoda v'ilacha someone has improper kavana, then it would not passel the carbon. However, I agree with the chachamim that would passel the carbon. And keep in mind that certainly Rebbe Elazar is also coming to explain the words of the Rabbanon, that even though the Rabbanon stated that the psula machshava would pertain to the avoda v'ilacha, however he's explaining that that's only if you're doing an actual ilacha and you're moving the blood forward. But if you're taking the blood backward and you're moving away from the mizbeach, then that would not be categorized as the avoda v'ilacha, and therefore any improper intent that he has while he's taking the dam further away from the mizbeach will not passel the carbon. And it's interesting to note that in Daf Yudal Amud Aleph, Rava stated Imtim Salema Rav Shimon Sevela Kabrei, meaning Rav Shimon would hold like his son Rav Elazar, the Amma Bein Ulam Mizbeach Tzafarin. And in the meantime, our Gemara explains that Pshat in our Mishnah is that Rav Elazar is being chilek on Rav Shita Rav Shimon benegated din of our Mishnah. And our Gemara ends off Amalei that Rav responded to Abaya Itanya Tanya, if we have a Brisa Mufureshes that explains the Shita Rav Elazar in this manner, then it must be that my Pshat is incorrect, and in a Chenami Rav Elazar Meidur Chachamim, that there is a concept of Sarach Lam Tuye Hadron Lach Kol Zvachim, Hadron Lach Kol Zvachim, Hadron Lach Kol Zvachim, and we will stop over here.